When the drawings were completed, we'd ask them what's going on in the drawing, because sometimes the drawings, they look quite harmless until, you know, the child would say, well, those aren't men dancing with women. Those men in green, they're governor of Sudan soldiers, and they're not dancing. They're taking the women and girls away to be raped. They don't use the word rape. They say they're forcing them to be wife, for example. One of the first drawings came from a little girl. And I pointed to what looked like a really bright, bursting, colourful, huge flower that had burst into flame. She said, that's my heart. That's my heart burning. And she said, that's a tank. That's a soldier. It's a soldier from Sudan. They know the difference between the soldiers and the Janjaweeds. We've never seen pictures of the Janjaweed. We have very, very few pictures of the Janjaweed. And these children have actually drawn for us exactly what the Janjaweed looked like, very clearly. And one child of 13, he shows them coming in, sometimes two on one camel and on horseback. And the drawing reveals that they are literally hunting the children. And this is what he described as well. They know exactly what's happened. Or what's happening, because they've seen it. They all say too, I see it with my eyes. They see it with my own eyes. Seeing it through the eyes of children, you see what they saw, which is very different from hearing testimony, because children don't talk a lot. They'll explain the drawings, but they don't sit there and tell you what happened the way the adults did. But they draw it out for you. Children's drawings in times of war are nothing new in themselves. But these drawings are representative of a conflict that continues. Children quite clearly say, as the adults do, I need to go back home. They want to go back home, but they need protection on the ground to make it safe for them to go back and rebuild their villages, and rebuild their lives, rebuild their homes. For them, that's their priority.